We got another day of NBA action. And with FanDuel, every night is a watch party. So it's time for your FanDuel crew to make their bets. So, what's the move tonight, gang? You know the new customers who bet $5 get $150 back in bonus bets? Woohoo! We're heating up, fam! Bet all the stars with all your friends and make every moment more, only on FanDuel. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Outline, World Dispatch.
Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. I'm Adrian Jeffries. Today on The Dispatch, Andy Martino goes to Philadelphia to find out how the city reduced its prison population by almost 20% in just 2 years.
We can do something different, we can do something better, and we can do something less costly.
And Roland Bishop looks into how Google's AI lab got caught up in a privacy violation.
Some personal data had been improperly shared with DeepMind, the AI company.
Here's The Dispatch.
Power.
According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, Philly has the highest incarceration rate of the country's 10 biggest cities. But 2 years ago, as part of a MacArthur grant, the city made a commitment to reduce that number, and it's working. Philly's cut down its prison population by 18% since 2015.
We were on our way to a good place. I've never seen so many people agree on one thing in my history as a councilman. And then there was a bump in the road, and it was called President Trump.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. The crime and the gangs and the drugs. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
Joshua Glenn is an advocate in Philadelphia, helping kids stuck in the criminal justice system find a positive way out. Joshua says that in 2005, he was wrongly arrested for aggravated assault with a weapon, and he ended up stuck in jail when he couldn't pay the $2,000 bail to get out before trial.
I waited in jail for 18 months until my case was dismissed. They never really had evidence. The reason why the cops even targeted me was because of the community I lived in, and they knew that I was a part of a group of friends, you know, which they would call a gang, maybe.
Was there ever any question of your family being able to get that $2,000 together, or was it just like, this is not happening?
Look, I didn't even think about it. I didn't call my mom. I didn't call anybody in my family because I knew they didn't have that money. We were living in a very dire, bad situation when I left. That's the part of the reason why I was in the street in the first place, you know? And I wasn't wanting to raise that money. Even if they could raise that money, I knew that would be all they had.
So without even being convicted of a crime, Joshua spent a year and a half in prison. What was going through your mind when you were getting arrested, even just like the first night or a few days in jail as you were waiting?
I was scared, you know, I was like petrified, you know, and it's just like the streets. You can sell drugs there, you can fight, you can hurt people. It's just a lot of drama, and all of the things bring more drama. It was just a horrible experience.
Lawmakers in Philadelphia plan to prevent more people in Josh's situation from languishing behind bars. To find out how, I went to visit Councilman Curtis Jones Jr., who's co-chair of Philadelphia's Special Committee on Criminal Justice Reform.
We looked at our bail system. We were paying $132 a day. We could have, on average, if it's, what, $34,000 to incarcerate a year, we could send someone to college for that money. And so we started looking at this madness. We said, we can do something different, we can do something better, and we can do something less costly. And that's what happened at the lead of the MacArthur grant.
At a nearly 20% reduction, Philly was called a top performer by the MacArthur Foundation and was well on its way to hitting its initial goal of a 34% reduction by 2019. The city has achieved these early results by implementing reforms like an early bail review process for people accused of nonviolent offenses and decriminalizing marijuana possession and other petty crimes. But in January, the political climate changed overnight. President Trump's choice for Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has historically taken a draconian stance on nonviolent drug crime. In the 90s, as Alabama Attorney General, he pushed legislation that would have instituted a mandatory minimum death sentence for drug dealers who repeat offenders, even those who only deal marijuana. But he doesn't want to just go after dealers.
And trying to send that message with clarity that good people don't smoke marijuana.
And as U.S. Attorney General, he's doubled down on his tough-on-crime efforts and rhetoric.
I have empowered our prosecutors to charge and pursue the most serious offense, as I believe the law requires, most serious, readily provable offense.
Are you concerned that you will not be able to meet the goal or not be able to do it as quickly, given
so
Trump
there's
and Sessions?
Always concern. We will never be afraid. We are committed to criminal justice reform and providing restorative justice models that work, that are data-driven, that can help not only reduce crime, but also reduce our tax dollars. So we'll find a way to patch it together.
One of the next steps that many here hope they can still push through is an end to cash bail. Bail is supposed to be an incentive. You pay bail, and then when you show up for court, you get the money back. The problem, according to Joshua and other activists, is that too many people living in poverty find themselves in the same situation he did, unable to pay and forced to stay in jail.
Ending cash bail would be a definite way to reduce the prison population. I mean, most people are locked up and held in there just because they can't pay bail. And that's solely the only reason. The money that we're spending to hold them in jail, if we can reverse that to help them with pretrial services, I think that it'll change the whole process.
As an activist, Joshua remains somewhat skeptical of government efforts to solve criminal justice issues, and he thinks that local voters need to push for deeper changes to the system itself.
When I talk to folks on the corner, I say, look, the DA race is more important than the presidential race in our community right now, because they're the ones that's locking our folks up. They're the ones that's going to deal with our folks that are consistently being targeted and going through the system. So we have to do something about it. And most folks I talk to, like, all right, yeah, I want to get involved.
This year, advocates like Joshua Glenn got a DA candidate who truly aligns with their cause, Larry Krasner, a longtime civil rights attorney who has defended Black Lives Matter activists and has sued the police 75 times. Krasner seemed like a long shot for a Philly's district attorney, but he quickly gained traction thanks in part to large charitable donations, but also thanks to grassroots work from people like Joshua.
A lot of people are locked up in our community. So they see the DA before they see the president, you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, they need to understand that. Do you want a DA that's going to try to help you change your life, or you want a DA that's going to end your life?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that was just my main argument with them. And everybody I talked to was like, look, I want to get involved. I didn't even know DA race was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't even know we vote DAs in here.
Right.
Like, people don't know the process, you know? And this is just about, I'm telling you, it's just simple education.
And their efforts worked.
Larry Krasner has won the Democratic primary for district attorney in Philadelphia, easily beating six other Democrats in the race.
Larry Krasner won the Democratic primary for DA, and he's expected to sail through the general.
There's a lot of things that need a new start in criminal justice, and we intend to go very directly in the direction of integrity.
It was seen as a massive win for both criminal justice reform and the broader effort to use the power of local government to resist the policies of the Trump administration. And Joshua says a lot more can be done.
We met with groups all around the nation that are trying to end cash bail. So I know it's not just Philly.
No, that seems like it's a real movement
now.
Yeah,
it's a movement now. Yeah. And it's just like, I have faith in people, you know? And I think if we can cause a big ruckus, then we can get results. We have to change it.
Right.
If we really want to have a safe society, we have to change these policies that are set up to kill our communities.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The future.
On Monday, it was ruled that healthcare providers in the UK improperly shared patient data with Google's DeepMind AI. Rollin Bishop has the story. Hey, Rollin.
Hey, Adrian.
So what happened?
So the UK's Information Commissioner's Office, the ICO, determined that some personal data had been improperly shared with DeepMind, the AI company.
And DeepMind is owned by Google. Is that right?
Right. It was purchased by Google, currently under sort of like the Alphabet umbrella.
And we've written a little bit about DeepMind in the context of AlphaGo, which is its AI playing algorithm, kind of like DeepMind. One of its first projects in artificial intelligence was to build this Go playing machine. And now it seems like it's onto healthcare.
So it's kind of been doing both in conjunction. AlphaGo is most definitely the most well-known, but this Streams app, which is what sort of got the UK hospitals in trouble, has been around since about 2015, at least in testing.
Okay, so the app is called Streams. What exactly does it do?
Streams, it sort of lives up to its name in a way. It streamlines the whole testing process.
My name is Steve Powis, and I'm the medical director of the Royal Free London NHS Foundation Trust. We're very excited to be collaborating with DeepMind Health on the Streams application. This is how it all works. If a potential change in kidney function is detected, an alert is generated within seconds on a clinician's mobile device. All this information means the clinician can immediately decide whether the patient needs to be seen, how quickly they need to be seen, and what might be causing the deterioration in kidney function. This means patients can be treated more rapidly and more effectively.
So how many people were affected by this misuse of private data?
1.6 million patients.
Basically, what the ICO said was these patients probably had no idea that their data was being fed into this app powered by DeepMind, and their names and all their personal information correlated with their health records. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the basic problem, is that these patients didn't really understand exactly how their data was being used. The specific wording that the ICO used is that patients were not adequately informed that their data would be used as part of the test. So it sounds like this was just happening in the background without any real input from patients.
The specific law that was violated was the Data Protection Act. What is that?
So the Data Protection Act is it's basically a UK privacy law about how your data is handled and used. There's like 8 different tenets to make sure that, you know, information is used fairly and lawfully, used for limited, specifically stated purposes, used in a way that is adequate, relevant, and not excessive, accurate. The ICO doesn't point out exactly which tenets this violated. It just says that it was against the Data Protection Act.
The Streams app that DeepMind developed, does it work to help patients with their care?
DeepMind certainly says so. They've provided several different instances where, you know, a patient's come in, they've would have normally been waiting for a little while or would not have been treated as swiftly. And the Streams app has literally streamlined the process and they get seen much more quickly. Time, you know, is of the essence.
Great, Rollin, thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That concludes the Dispatch. I'm Adrian Jeffries, and we'll have more stories tomorrow. Have a nice day at work.